And live from Studio A here on the Global Village, singer extraordinaire Luba Mason, Ruben Blades, I'm going to stick with the American way, featured with Luba Mason, he's also her husband, and on the bass, the great Jimmy Haslip, and on piano, the one and only Russell Ferrante.
Shivering silence, your poison no longer flowing through my veins. A hunger, a lonesome shivering hunger, orchards of embraces cannot calm the pain. You have set me free. Swimming with the falling stars, I awaken each day, transposing black to gray, then gray to white sand on the beaches of a vast wonderland. Shadows, hovering shadows.
Luba Mason live from Studio A with her husband Ruben Blades, featured there, I believe, on
the Cuica. and the Shaker,
and also we have on bass Jimmy Haslip, and piano we've got the great Russ Ferrante, and both of them bass and piano player with the Yellow Jackets.
Right.
And they're, you know, two of the first call musicians in this town, and really all over the country. They are at the top of their game. So I wanted to introduce Luba to the audience. Jazz Time says, a voice as big and rich as a star-filled night sky, which I think is so beautiful and descriptive and correct. As a jazz vocalist and wife of Latin superstar Ruben Blades, Luba Mason has embarked on an exquisite journey of the soul with her new CD, Crazy Love. And that's crazy with a K. And they just performed the title track, Crazy Love. A rich musical travelogue that explores the arc of modern-day relationships and infuses them with Luba's love for the music of Brazil. Crazy Love continues the critically acclaimed foray into the realms of contemporary crossover jazz vocals, and it's just been released in the last few months from Sunnyside Records. And the cool Brazilian mood that you get from this album is really enhanced by the Brazilian musician who's featured on piano and keyboards on the album itself. His name is Renato Neto, and he's also pianist for Prince. So that ought to tell you something about the caliber of his musicianship. She's also joined by top-notch bassist, who's here today, Jimmy Haslip, percussionist Cassio Duarte, Sandro Albert on guitar, and Marco Costa on the drums. Sandro Albert, who has been a visitor to the Global Village many times, in particular with Sergio Melanchenko, the Fradios of the Global Village, who is also Brazilian. So we love Sandro and Marco, Cassio, and Jimmy, of course. And then guest performances by the world-renowned Hubert Laws, as well as her husband, Latin great Ruben Blades, in addition to co-producing the album. Luba's blossoming writing talents are premiered in 8 original songs alongside 2 covers, creating a very distinctive yet personal sound and style to this unique blend of melodies. Luba Mason, Ruben Blades, Jimmy, and Russell, welcome to KPFK in the Global Village.
Thanks. Thank you. Good to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. Ruben sounds like he's phoning in from a mountaintop, but...
No, he's right here. He's right next to me.
It's just a little bit echoey, so we're, you know, trying to get it all together on a Monday, which is very rare that the Monday Global Village gets to do a live performance, and it really sounds good.
Oh, thanks.
And we're just getting all our P's and Q's together, but it's really spectacular to have live musicians in Studio A. I wanted to ask you first, Luba, begin with the... you know, your process for songwriting, because Crazy Love, as I read within, you know, the press release, it unfolds like a rich travelogue of human emotions expressed in modern relationship. What is your personal process for writing songs?
Well, it's my first time writing, so I really didn't have any reference to compare to. I think it was neither the lyrics came first nor the music. It was I kind of just set a time in the day to write every day, and sometimes I would wake up just thinking of melodies, and I would run down to the piano and just start kind of fiddling around down there, and or sometimes I would just wake up, usually it was in the morning when I would write, and I would just get an idea of a song, you know, as far as a theme or a topic or something. So it was, I guess it was kind of organic in a sense. I also was meeting with Renato about once a week, and so it gave us a week for both of us on our own to kind of do our own process, and then when we got together, we would just throw ideas at each other because some of the songs we wrote together. And I guess dealing with a theme of Brazil or the Brazilian music, it very much lends itself to the theme of love, and so that's pretty much where that whole process started and ended up as Crazy Love. So a lot of the themes are about love and ups and downs in relationships.
Crazy Love is the name of the album. The wonderful singer-songwriter, her name is Luba Mason. If you don't know her, she's definitely, you know, hitting the scene, and, you know, you need to get on board before she blows up. So she has a website, which had a lot of fun going to, and, you know, learning more about where she comes from, and that the, you know, the personal feeling that you get from these songs, you know, is like, in particular, the one that I really liked after reading the story about it is This House.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, just because it's like, you know, we all remember the the house that we grew up in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or, maybe the apartment building.
Right.
And we'll go back there.
It was actually that summer I had just sold my parents' house that I'd grown up in. And, that lent itself to a song, and that lent to family love, and just kind of like the stuff that you go through growing up.
And I want to remind folks that Luba is going to be performing with Ruben, and Russell will not be there.
Oh, yes, he will.
Oh, he will be. That's
absolutely
fantastic.
Russell's coming with us to San Francisco and Catalina.
Great. And it is this Wednesday, July 8th, and also this Thursday, July 9th. And usually there's two shows at Catalina's, but there's only one show. It's an 8 p.m. show, so you definitely want to, get your tickets. The number to Catalina's is 323-466-2210. Or you can go to their website, which I go to on a regular basis, www.catalinajazzclub.com. See, I have all this memorized. I don't even need.
You're really good at this.
I don't need notes. I
know. You're doing this all by heart.
I've been working with Catalina's for many, many years. And back when they were on Coinga Boulevard, and they moved there at 6725 Sunset Boulevard West, which is one block east of Highland. And, we got to keep jazz alive in this town. And I've been here since 1990, and I've watched one by one these clubs close.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I try to support live jazz and world music as much as possible. So, okay, you guys, we've got in studio the singer extraordinaire, Luba Mason, her husband, a Latin superstar, Ruben Blades, who's been very quiet the last few minutes, which is, because his wife is actually the star of this show. But Ruben is there, featured on various percussion instruments, and he also sings with you on this new album, which is absolutely exquisite in Portuguese.
Yes, he sings in Portuguese. I sing in English. And this is actually one of the two covers on the album. It's called É Como Se Que Eu Vou, which means, and it is with you that I go. And he's here today to sing that with me.
Okay, you guys ready?
We're ready.
Como é louca que eu vou?
É como é
Luba Mason and her husband, Ruben Blades, and the name of the album is called Crazy Love, new from Sunnyside Records, and we heard Icona, S-A-K, Evu, and Caetano Veloso, did he write this?
He sure did, yes.
Because Sergio Mialenchenko, we were listening to this on Friday together, and he's a, you know, of course, a Brazilian expert, you know, as far as music, and I played it for him, and he really loved it.
Oh.
And I said, I think that's Caetano Veloso, and he said, it doesn't sound like one of Caetano's songs. And we were back and forth, until we finally like looked it up and said, it's definitely Caetano.
Probably Caetano doesn't even remember he wrote it.
That's because he's written so many.
Mm-hmm. He has a song called Gemma that at one point him and I were together, and I said, you know, I really like this song, and I wanted him to sing a little bit of it, and he I remember the song, and he didn't.
He wrote Gemma?
Yeah. Well, no, he sang it,
yes,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He sings so much and has written so many songs he probably can't keep count.
That's right. He's a very prolific, you know, superstar from Brazil. But I wanted to talk about Ruben and Luba, you know, the two of you. I was, you know, just, of course, doing, you know, some research on, you know, the two of you and how you met and this and that. And I know, Luba, you've done a lot of you know, Broadway.
Yeah, that's where I met Ruben. We did a production called The Cape Man, written by Paul Simon. And that was, what, over about 10 years ago, 11 years ago?
We met in the Witness Protection Program.
Yes. And I dare go near you and bring you home to my parents.
See why it's called Crazy Love?
Yes.
My parents are really nice people.
I guess subliminally.
No, they're very open people.
But yeah, that's where
wide
I met
open.
Them. And yeah, I made my roots on Broadway for about 15 years and moved out to LA and started with the recording. So, but yeah, I've known this guy next to me for
we coincided when we did the Paul Simon show.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really an amazing story of the Cape Man, because just in the last couple of years, I got this box set of Paul Simon's that I think Warner Brothers put out.
Yes.
But I didn't know anything about the Cape Man and the story.
It was a true story.
And it was actually, you know, the coming up next month, it'll be 50 years since the murders.
He was like the first drive-by.
Yeah, in...
that's an interesting way of putting it.
Well, I mean, it was
it was based on a true story of a young Puerto Rican boy.
First time a young person killed...
In a gang?
Other young people.
And
it was in 1959. It was it demolished any notions of the Hossie and Harriet type of scenario forever.
But also the story of this young man who was 16 years old at the time, Salvador Agron.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And how he was tried as an adult. In whenever it went to trial, I imagine the early 60s, but because he found Christianity completely rehabilitated himself while in prison, he was actually eventually released in the 70s. Mm-hmm. But it's to me, it was just a fascinating story. I started, you know, reading about it and like, wow. And I wanted to, you know, actually take a little bit of a left turn for a moment, but I brought in the album Songs from the Cape Man, and I wanted to play one of the songs from it called, just because it's coming up on the 50th anniversary, and I, you know, it just all sort of came together for me over the weekend. But this is a track that features Ruben, but also I believe it's Mark Anthony.
Yes. He played the young Salvador Agron. Ruben played the older one.
And this is called Time is an Ocean.
Oh, I love that song.
So I was listening to this over the weekend, and I said, I'm going to sneak this into our hour together. And then we don't have to talk too much further about it, but just that, what a brilliant piece of work by Paul Simon.
I think it was. I think he didn't get all the credit that he deserved. At least that year, he should have won for best music.
Best music. It was really ahead of its time, I felt, also. The songwriting combined with the production itself and the sets, everything.
But also, you know, some people were bothered by the theme.
It became very controversial.
You know, it was not meant to be an homage to murder. It was, you know, it's very interesting because Sondheim does a play called Assassins, and no one...
Or Ragtime was actually playing during, you know, that time.
Yeah, nobody goes after him, and yet they went after Paul.
But it's such a... And if you read more about, you know, Salvador's life and what made him who he was, and the reason that the caveman, you know, it has its title, is that Salvador was actually wearing a cape that night that he committed the murders. He was wearing a black cape with a red lining. And also he had a friend with him who allegedly was like wielding an umbrella, and he became the umbrella man. But it's also a story of, you know, redemption. And I was very sad that he passed away so young after he was released from prison. But it goes to show you that sometimes people just need some love and some compassion, and maybe their lives could turn out a little bit different.
Understanding.
And exactly. So let's take a listen to this wonderful piece from Paul Simon, as told by my very special in-studio guest, Ruben Blades, and also with Mark Anthony. This is entitled Time is an Ocean.
In prison, not in church, and two more to begin the book of my soul search.
Time is an ocean of endless tears.
A wild boy from the streets of El Barrio, the orphan from the hills of Mayagüez. And when I wrote my story, the words flew from the page, and my soul in solitary escaped its iron cage.
Time is an ocean of endless tears.
Mama, I got your letter today. The next time that you write, I'll be transferred far away. I'm leaving Green Haven's towers of stone, where the Latin population will soon be minus one. I know how hard it's been for you these many years. You say the Aguinaldo makes you dream of home, where once
The name of the album is Songs from the Caveman, Paul Simon, and this beautiful track called Time is an Ocean, which features one of my very special in-studio guests, Reuben Blades, and also Mark Anthony, and they're each playing the part of Salvador, Reuben playing the older Reuben, Mark Anthony playing the younger one. And I just wanted to segue into this just for a moment, being that Reuben Blades is live here in studio with his wife, Luba Mason, who has a new album out. It's entitled Crazy Love, Crazy with a K, new from Sunnyside Records. And she's performing with Reuben and the wonderful bassist Jimmy Haslip and pianist Russell Ferrante and others this Wednesday, July 8th, and Thursday, July 9th. Only one show, folks. It's at 8 p.m. So, you know, usually Catalina has two shows, but it's only one show. So I'm going to be there Wednesday for the one and only show. And also, she'll be performing on Thursday on the July 9th. For more information, 323-466-2210. That's Catalina's number. If you'd like to make reservations, also you can go to the website, which is www.catalinajazzclub.com. I think we are going to go back and hear one more live song, and then everybody's going to come in here, and we're going to finish up the hour with more tracks from the CD itself, entitled Crazy Love. Hey guys, what do we have for our final live song?
It's called A Summer Night, and this is actually the first song I ever wrote. I wrote it about 10 years ago, and when I brought it to Renato when I was working with him, I only had a verse and a chorus written, and actually at that session, he and I finished the song, so we'll do it for you now.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Just so fantastic to have live music piping in from our Studio A. Luba Mason singing from her latest recording. It's called Crazy Love. We heard A Summer Night. And also featured on piano, the great Russell Ferrante. Russell Ferrante and Jimmy Haslip, you might have heard those names before. They're from the Yellow Jackets, but they're all in all kinds of other groups as well. Also, her husband, Latin superstar, Ruben Blades, and I've been referring to him as just Blades because people refer to it as both. Ruben Blades, who's a political activist and really one of our heroes here at KPFK, we're very honored and privileged to have him here with us today on the Global Village. We're going to listen to a track from the recording, Crazy Love, and we're going to bring all the guys in Master Control with me. And when we get back, we're going to have some tickets to Luba's show both nights. She's performing at Catalina Bar and Grill this Wednesday, which is the 6th of July. And she's also performing on Thursday. One show only, 8 p.m. on both nights. So don't forget, there's not a late show. And the phone number for Catalina's is 323-466-2210. Or you can go to www.catalinajazzclub.com. Let's take a listen to Luba Mason from her album, Crazy Love.
Quasi enloquecí, mas depois, como era de costume, obedeci.
quando você me quiser ver, já vai me encontrar refeita, pode crer. Olhos nos olhos, quero ver o que você faz ao sentir que sem você passou bem demais. E que venho a ter almoçando, me pego cantando, sem mais nem porquê. E tantas águas rolaram, quantos homens me amaram, de mais e melhor que você. Quando talvez precisar de mim, se sabe a casa e sempre sua venha assim. Olhos nos olhos, quero ver o que você diz. Quero ver como suporta me ver tão feliz. Você me deixou, meu bem, me disse pra ser feliz e passa bem. Quis morrer de ciúme, quase enlouqueci, mas depois, como era de costume, obedeci. Quando você me quiser ver, já vai me encontrar refeita, pode crer. Olhos nos olhos, quero ver o que você faz ao sentir que sem você passou bem demais. E que venho a ter porque e tantas águas rolaram, quantos homens me amaram de mais e melhor que você. Quando talvez precisar de mim, se sabe a casa e sempre sua. Olhos nos olhos, quero ver o que você diz. Quero ver como suporta me ver tão feliz.
Luba Mason from her new album. It's entitled Crazy Love. A beautiful song. Ojos nos ojos. And I mentioned just a second ago that she's performing tonight. It's like, no, it's Wednesday the 8th, July 8th, and Thursday the 9th.
Yes.
And I'm just looking up at a Monday read, and it says the 6th, and I'm just starting to... My head's starting to spin. But we're all together in master control, which is nice, so we can be close together and talk out the last about 15 minutes of the program. Luba Mason here. Also, the wonderful bassist Jimmy Haslip, who who I've known for many years, and someone called and said, "Do you realize you have Reuben Blades in your studio and you're not
hide your valuables.
Giving him the accolades that he deserves?" And I was like, I've said Latin superstar like 3 times, and you know, Luba said, you know, he needs to be able to wear his hat when he leaves, so we don't want to, you know, give him too big of a head. So, but
too late for that.
But anyway, this is a group effort here, and we've got the great pianist Russell Ferrante also over on mic 4. It's wonderful to have you.
Thanks.
And, the great, great piano work of Russell Ferrante and Jimmy Haslip performing with Luba Mason this Wednesday and Thursday at Catalina Bar and Grill. Also, her husband, Ruben.
Special guest appearance.
Special guest appearance.
One special song.
And he will be singing with her and playing various percussion instruments. And we just heard a very beautiful piece. And now we're listening to a piece called This House, which features the great Hubert Laws. And I'm going to bring it down because I don't want to talk over it. And we're going to play it again without the talking. So I wanted to ask you, Luba, about the great Hubert Laws. And I know he's not an easy musician to get, you know, as a singer and say, "Hey, will you come and record something for my record?" How did you get him to do your album?
Well, Renato had a concert with Prince, Renato Neto, and they had like a jam session after one of Prince's performances, and Hubert was there. So I guess he knows Prince, I don't know. And Hubert just sat in on a jam session with Renato and Prince, and Hubert turned to Renato and said, "I really like your playing, I like your feel," and they just got talking, and Renato said, "I'm producing this album with Luba Mason, a singer, a great singer, blah, blah, blah." And it was just a lovely kind of meeting that they had. And the next day, Renato called me, and he goes, you know, I was talking to Hubert, I met Hubert Laws, he's a huge fan of Brazilian music, he loves Brazilian music. What do you think about getting him to play on the album?" And I said, "Absolutely, you know, it would be great if we could get him." So, basically that's how we got him to play on the album.
And Hubert Laws coming from the very famous family of the Laws family, featuring Ronnie.
Wow.
His Jimmy, you probably know Ronnie Laws.
Ronnie Laws,
that's true. Ronnie Laws, a superstar. And also,
Eloise.
Eloise. Yeah. There's a whole family. I remember it's been quite a few years, but the Laws family played at the Playboy Jazz Festival, and I remember being backstage and seeing on the door to, you know, where the Laws family were going to be, you know, residing for the day at the Playboy, but I've seen the little sign that said the Laws family that we forget. There's it's like the Marsalis and, you know, the Jones family.
Yeah, I felt very lucky to have him play on the album because I don't think he plays with a lot of singers on guest appearing with singers on albums. So
let's take a listen to the track that features the great Hubert Laws, called "This House," and tell us. We talked about it briefly earlier, but "This House," the inspiration behind this song.
Yeah, I just recently sold my parents' house that I grew up in, and there was just a lot of memories there, a lot of love, a lot of stuff, and it definitely inspired me to write a song, which was during the time I was doing the album.
That consoled my heart. The walls recall my memories, aromas of mom's kitchen bakery, sibling rivalry, tickle laughter every Sunday morning, the unprotected cracks of the foundation unveiled. There are flaws in every family. I feel the roughness of the stone shell.
unprotected cracks of the foundation unveil. There are flaws in every family. I feel the roughness of the stone shell. The well-worn pain throughout the years. And in this house in which I once lived, the rooms would ring with holiday gatherings, red wine and songs to sing, and hope these days would never happen.
The name of the song, This House, Luba Mason from her latest album, Crazy Love, Crazy with a K from Sunnyside Records. Jazz vocalist Luba Mason is touring with many of the musicians featured on this album. That was Hubert Laws featured on the flute. He did a very special guest appearance on the album. He's an amazing, amazing musician, multi-reed instrumentalist. And I wanted to read a couple of the, just what, you know, the critics are saying about you, Luba, because it's very nice. And,
yeah,
okay,
you
stop. I'm gonna read what AllMusic Guide said, a powerfully emotional song interpreter. Mason is blessed with a celestial voice, that's from the LA Times, and genuine incandescence that draws unsolicited attraction when she enters a room. It's not simply the tall blonde's Slavic beauty, we were just talking about her Slavic background, but her electrifying musical blending of Latin and jazz rhythms mixed with the raw emotionality of folk and pop. And one of the reasons that I've enjoyed this album so much is, you know, the Brazilian influence that she is drawing upon on this album. And if you've been listening since all the guys have been with me since 11, you heard Luba and her husband Ruben Blades do the beautiful song E Comece Que É Vu.
E Comece Que É Vu.
It's beautiful. And you know, it's going to be a great night at two great nights at Catalina Bar and Grill this Wednesday and Thursday, and I'm definitely going to be there on Wednesday. So, closing thoughts, you guys, and I want to let folks know it's not just going to be Luba and Ruben and Jimmy and Russell, but we've also got
Sandro Albert on guitar and Marco da Costa on drums from Brazil. These are my Brazilian guys.
So it's really going to be a wonderful night. I'm going to definitely call Sergio and see if he'll meet me there on Wednesday. And want to thank Elise Kingsley for setting this all up and making this all happen. And we'll be there together on Wednesday night. And Sandro Albert has been a regular visitor to the Global Village. And he plays very often right down the street at the Baked Potato. So we love his guitar playing. So you've actually got not just a piano player, but you got a guitar player too.
Yeah.
Russell Ferrante, who's with us here in studio. He'll be playing. So you've got double the chord structures.
Yeah. I think the music lends itself nicely to it. Yeah. I think it's important. Yeah. It's a really great, great all-star band. Great group.
It is.
Great.
Absolutely.
Very, very lucky.
Yes. And so closing thoughts for everybody, because we're going to jump out. And I want to let folks know before our closing thoughts that we've got some tickets for both nights. Catalina gave us three pairs for Wednesday and also three pairs for Thursday. And in addition to that, you're going to get a copy of Crazy Love. So we've got lots of goodies to go out with. And I highly recommend that